Mr. John Taylor joins us now from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, looking for jobs and some jobs reports that may be not apparent to a lot of folks. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and it's interesting. The governor was just talking about the jobs numbers from Friday, and they were disappointing. And yet, in spite of that, the market had a really good day on Friday. The Dow was up 165 points, the S&P 23, NASDAQ a really good day, up 68 points. If you look at the last six trading sessions, though, it's been incredibly volatile. So for some reason, the market just rubbed off those jobs numbers. Now, here's a jobs number you don't hear much about. This is something that's called the quit rate, Q-U-I-T. And it's the number of it's the percentage of the workforce that are voluntarily leaving their jobs, and it's at 1.8%. That is the highest number we've seen in a number of years, really since the post-recession number. And you say, well, why is that? The higher the better. Well, why is that such a good rate? Well, the theory goes like this: people who voluntarily leave their jobs either already have another job in their pocket, or they're confident they're going to find one. And what's interesting is that Janet Yellen, who took over as head of the Fed last week, this week she'll be testifying before Congress for the very first time on Tuesday and Thursday. It's alleged that one of the numbers that she looks at as a barometer of how the labor market is doing is this quit rate, and the higher the better, because once again, people don't quit their job unless they're confident they can get one or they already have one. So we'll see. It's kind of a mixed bag of job numbers, and it depends on who you listen to and how bad the numbers are. I know you're aware of the huge security breach that Target had back in December. Well, now we have another one, Barclays. This is the huge multi-billion-dollar British bank, trades in the New York Stock Exchange. Now, they're reporting that thousands and thousands of client files were stolen by hackers and sold to rogue traders. Now, these files have everything from earnings data to savings information, mortgage balances, passport numbers, insurance information, and these rogue traders are using these to have scams with these people that they're contacting. It's interesting that this security breach is so severe that Barclays, who was supposed to report earnings tomorrow morning, decided to report earnings today instead, and they announced a quarterly profit of about $8.5 billion. That was below Wall Street's expectations. Yet in spite of the fact that they missed Wall Street's expectations and they had the security breach, the stock is up about 1% pre-market trading. No, I don't understand that at all. And Australia's auto industry continues to indicate that it's just completely collapsing. That is the manufacturing industry. Last year, we reported that General Motors had decided to leave Australia. They're closing their plants there, as it is Ford is also. Now Toyota announces over the weekend that they're also pulling out of Australia. They're citing high cost and also the strong Australian dollar and also low economies of scale. Some people think that this means there'll be no auto manufacturing left whatsoever in Australia by the time everybody pulls out. And we're still trying to evaluate just exactly how good or bad or mediocre the holiday season was. Well, let's take another look at that. Hasbro, they're the number two toy maker. They reported that the holiday season was the weakest they've seen since 2008. Of course, that was right in the throes of the beginning of the worst recession in 70 years. They reported flat sales. They also missed Wall Street's expectations in terms of revenue and also net income. Now, Mattel earlier reported that they also had a very weak holiday period. And it's just interesting that one of the things that was significant weakness in the holiday market in the toy manufacturer's business were action figures. So I guess it's going to take more than that to revive those numbers from the holiday season. But the numbers continue to come in, indicate that consumers were very, very, very cautious, and they just didn't spend much. And it's shown up in all kinds of numbers and continue to get confirmation of that long after Christmas was over.
John, you know that a lot of people at one point several years back were talking about moving to Australia, that they thought that was a great place to live, may still be. But what do you think the reason is that the manufacturing is diminishing there?
Well, the main reason is their labor costs are just astronomically high. But the other thing is that Australia's primary market, their economy was being driven by their mining and extraction industry, and they were selling all that stuff to China. Well, that's really cooled off, too. So Australia's economy is taking it on the chin in several ways.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. That's a question I asked him because I kind of wondered what about that. And you may have a question, something he brought up. He would love to hear from you, especially if you'd like to email him a question. Let's start out with his email address so you could ask him a question. It may not even relate to what he discussed today, something you have on your mind. And that email address is johntaylor@sternag.com.